your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to videographer and skateboarder Wiggy. My favorite part of his interview was talking about witchcraft curses and spells, as well as sleep paralysis. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, videographer and skateboarder, Wiggy. What's up,
thanks,
man?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming through, man.
Of course. It's an honor.
I met you just through Instagram, and I'm like, oh, he skates. He does music videos. Why not? And then, man, you got quite a few tattoos for...
I got a lot. Yeah.
For being a young buck and everything, you got me beat with the hand tattoo there. I mean, was that painful?
Yeah, this one hurt pretty bad, but yeah, actually, yeah, this one probably hurt the most out of all.
Okay,
yeah.
So that hurt.
Yeah, I got some on the arms too.
I like that placement on that one. did that hurt like in that area, like right here? That's on the side.
Not
here.
Too bad. That didn't hurt too bad. No, I think. Yeah, I think either the hand, or I have one right here, that probably hurt.
The legs hurt?
Yeah, the top thigh, that definitely hurt.
Yeah, and then are your folks okay with the
tattoos?
I just gave up on it. Exactly.
That's probably around the same way my mom is. No, I think she probably grew to like it. She supports like everything I do.
Yeah, she does.
Luckily, so.
So. And then I saw some footage of you at the North Hollywood skate park.
Yeah.
And I used to frequent that like maybe mid-2000, early-2000.
Okay.
So do you the locals still there, like Jago and those dudes? And,
shit.
I wish
I knew the locals.
I guess
one of my homies is kind of a local. He's there a lot, but
yeah.
I wish I was like a little more tapped into the LA skate scene. Like, I've never been to the Barracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out to my main man, Andrew Nicholas, and maybe we could just roll there just for a session.
Hell yeah.
I'm just letting you know that it's very slippery in there.
Yeah.
So it's almost too perfect.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, are you okay with that kind of terrain?
Yeah, I grew up in Seattle. I'm from Seattle. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. There's an indoor. It rains a lot, obviously.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm. Is there a big skateboarding scene in?
Yeah, there's
the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, definitely in the Pacific Northwest, and mm-hmm. yeah, I guess even in particularly in Seattle too. There's definitely a big scene. That's mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I grew up just doing, like since I was skating.
Yeah, and how'd you get into it?
I guess mutual, just friends. Yeah. Like I kind of always was into it. I played soccer and one of my friends on the soccer team was, really good at skating and I kind of skated. I had a skateboard, but I wasn't.
So he was the best kid at your school or something?
He was like the best kid that I knew probably that skated. Yeah.
So cause it's the skill level's gone up. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Cause back in my time, if you could ollie, you're the man.
Right.
So what made this kid good? Was he like, laser, like switch laser flipping or something? Like
not quite,
what made
not
him?
Quite.
But we, what made him good?
Just style. Like he just
smooth.
Had yeah, just so smooth. You could just tell that natural, just when,
flowy.
Yeah, just when you got it, you got it. Just,
yeah,
he just kick flipping down big stuff. Like, and smooth. We were like, yeah, and we were like 11 years old or something. So
and he was doing that at 11.
Yeah, and one day it was like a super rainy soccer game, and he was like, "Oh, I'm going to Interspace." Like to skate, like, and I was like,
"What's Interspace?"
It's the indoor skate park that I grew up at.
At Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, what started.
Write
this,
that down. Interspace.
This,
That's a good note.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So is it wooden ramps or
yeah.
is it cement?
That's what I was gonna say. So it's mostly wooden. Everything's wooden, but
yeah,
I guess the floor is cement. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
it reminds me of that type of
terrain.
Yeah,
yeah,
the super slidey.
Slidey.
So I kind of
with wooden.
Yeah. So I kind of grew up like skating kind of, it's pretty slick. Yeah.
So what kind of obstacles did they have at the Interspace place?
Well, they would, like they'd remodel it every, I don't know, when I first started going there, it was maybe every year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they started losing or not having as much money, they didn't remodel as much.
How
yeah.
much was the entry fee?
I think like $10 back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they should do $5.
Well, they probably did. I can't even remember.
Did you have to sign like
yeah,
in
you
case
you
get injured,
waiver.
Like that you break
yeah.
your wrist or something?
Exactly.
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did they have a mini ramp in there as well? Or?
Oh yeah, yeah. They had a mini ramp, and then they had like big, kind of just roll-in ramps, just
mm-hmm.
kind of keeping everything like on the edges of everything that
mm-hmm.
give you the. Where you start from, basically.
Right, right.
And then in the middle section, they'd have, like, I don't know, stairs or hubba.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm,
they'd have, usually have some sort of stairs with a rail
do
and
you,
then some hubbas.
Did you learn how to grind? Like, what, do you grind stuff? And
so I was always the filmer, so I wasn't quite.
And we're going to get into your filming
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That, yeah, that's, this is kind of a
So you film the homies.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're like, you're going to make the video do you, and then edit it and the whole thing.
Exactly.
Kind of
yeah.
like what Beagle does for Baker and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
wish
yeah.
I, yeah. That,
yeah. Do you look
yeah.
up to that dude?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 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 for
yeah.
sure. I
growing
think
up, having the VX1000.
He actually skates pretty
oh,
damn awesome,
dude, he's
too.
So
huh?
sick.
Yeah.
yeah. His style and
yeah.
all the crazy
like
tricks.
Like the firecrackers
yeah.
and the no slides.
Everything.
And,
yeah.
yeah.
He's so sick.
Yeah, he's sick. He's
yeah.
sick. He's sick. He's got his own parts as well, too.
Yeah.
So did you, like, what... Like, what attracted you to it? Is it just the freedom of doing it? It wasn't like, because you mentioned you were into soccer and
yeah.
everything. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played soccer. I played baseball growing up.
Do you follow the Olympic, I mean, like the national soccer team?
Oh, so, no, not really.
Okay,
I,
okay, yeah,
I
yeah,
wish.
Yeah. yeah.
I wish I was more into watching mm-hmm. soccer, but.
Oh my God, my intern's already fallen asleep there. Is this the skate time? She's like, she's over there.
No, she's avidly.
We're going to get to the. We'll get to the micro penises and like the weird stuff. I'm just kidding.
The black bugs.
Yeah. Now, was there always like, there's in every local park, just any town, there's that one hometown hero, isn't there?
For sure.
Was
yeah.
there one at your park?
Yeah, there definitely. There's probably a handful. Like and.
Were there a crew or
yeah,
were they
definitely
were
crew.
There beefs like a one that one guy is like
well we had different beefs at different skate parks because every
so there
you
was
know,
beefs
like there was like the downtown skate park crew and then
yeah.
like there was the indoor skate park crew or the Interspace crew that was like kind of us and then
yeah.
there was like a park called Green Lake Park
yeah
and that they kind of had their own crew but meshed more with the indoor
and they would
kinda,
vibe would they vibe
and
outsiders.
Yeah, we would all kind of naturally, we would all vibe, but like,
yeah.
there were, I remember there were some beefs with like the downtown crew
right,
and
yeah.
then like some.
Did anyone get their board stolen?
From either of the crews?
Yeah.
There was probably a time when someone got their board snapped.
Really?
Yeah, someone probably like snapped someone else's board
okay,
when
so,
they were at their park. Or
so
something.
How would you set that up? Like, because you're setting up for a prank kind of like you're setting. Okay, let's do a little role play. Like, hold on, I'm going to grab my board and you're going to be a bully.
Okay.
Okay. I'm new to the park.
Well,
I'm new to the park.
It wouldn't
and
be
I'm
new
sitting
though.
On the curb and I'm just sitting on the curb
that?
And I'm smoking a cigarette. Okay, let's just do this. Okay?
I don't know if we
No. Just pretend you're the local guy and then how would you get cuz I have my board here, right?
Right.
How would you get my board and say, "Hey, go ahead, just
I don't know about that, but I don't know if it ever got that serious. Yeah, but it was more like,
well, just hypothetically do something. How would you get my board?
I don't know.
Oh, how about this? You're I'm the bully.
Okay.
And I'm the bully, and okay, you're the new guy at the skate park. Okay. Here, hold on to the board.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just do Let me get into character. Oh, I'm smoking too, though. We're both smoking?
Okay. I'm nervous smoking.
Sup, dude?
Hey, dude.
Is that your board, dude?
Yeah, it's my board.
You been here before, dude?
Like, maybe once or twice with my friend.
What's your name?
Alex.
Cody! Come on, get over here.
No, you don't have to call Cody over.
So, what kind of trucks are those, dude?
Independent, I think.
Can I take a look at your board? Come on, dude. Let me check it out.
I guess
this is a cool setup.
Yeah, it's pretty good. My mom got it.
What's your name?
Alex.
It's my board now.
No.
I'm sorry.
That was a good scene.
That was good. I don't like bullies, but I know that.
Can I
tell you a story? Okay, so you know Stoner Skate Park?
Yeah.
Look, I'm older, dude. You know, I grew up skating in the 90s.
It's a little intimidating.
I took the bus there, and I used to go there, okay? There was a kid, and he was, I don't know if he was sponsored. He may have been sponsored by, he was good.
Yeah.
But he was frustrated that day. He wasn't landing any of his tricks.
For sure.
So it seemed like anywhere I went to in the skate park, I was getting in his way. So, like, I would be trying to, I would just, you know, I don't even know that many tricks. You know, I'd get little shove hits and no slides or whatnot.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, he's like, dude, get out of the freaking way, dude. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, anywhere I went, he would eye me. He'd be like, dude. And I would be like, I'm sorry. And, like, he would, I think he was, like, looking, you know.
He was out to get you.
I don't know. He was having a bad, you know, he wasn't landing any of his tricks.
Stoner's definitely a little intimidating. Yeah.
So
I mean, all the parks out here are kind of intimidating, right? Like, a little bit, because...
So, when you first...
I guess skate park in general.
In general, especially in California.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because you have the prospects of running into an AM or a pro or a
sponsor. Everybody's just insane. And everyone's good. Yeah.
And so, okay, so can you remember... Let's go a little flashback. Do you remember the first time you set foot in a new park in LA where you were kind of intimidated?
In LA? Yeah, for sure. I mean...
Just describe the whole scene.
The first time I went to Stoner was definitely intimidating. Like, you gotta... I mean, that was just...
Did
that's
you
like
enter
whole,
from the picnic side or the kind of like the other side where the gate is and stuff?
I went from picnic the picnic side.
Oh, where there's like an ice cream truck.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's sitting.
And you're by yourself.
Of, yeah, well, okay. yeah, I was by myself.
Okay,
first
continue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just roll in and there's everybody sitting there. And then once you kind of start trying to warm up, it's like, yeah, you don't want to get in anybody's way. And you feel like you're always kind of in someone's way.
So you self-conscious at
this
point?
Yeah, definitely a little bit, yeah.
Now, when you're rolling into the park, are you navigating, like, are you looking for who's who and, like, where you're going to go to?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, like, you're obviously going to run into a pro or two, right?
Yeah. Did that
intimidate you?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely intimidated me. And also it's not like a giant park. You know what I mean? It's not tiny, but it's not huge either. And it's just dirt on the edges kind of.
Yeah.
And like, there's not a lot of extra room to be anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, what tricks are you in your head? Like, how do you warm up? Are you trying front 180s? Are you cruising? You know, there's those guys that just kind of get the feel of the park.
Yeah, that,
like,
that's
are you
kind
are you
of
trying to flip your board right away? Are you trying
no,
to get
I'll
in
usually,
there?
No, I'll probably try and cruise around and ollie a few things. And
yeah,
like
yeah.
That one gap.
Yeah,
like I didn't realize how big that was when I first got there.
So is it pretty deceiving, like as far as the amount of speed you need?
Exactly.
Like,
right?
So when do
like,
you... I've never hit that thing, by
okay,
the way.
Yeah.
I've seen people do crazy, you know.
Yeah, it's
doing like
it's
fakey,
a lot
very,
bigger.
They're doing like fakey heel flips.
I got a pretty good trick on it, but it, like, when I first...
So listen, I want to describe. So this is what it looks like. So it's kind of like... But you know what? It's like this.
Yeah, it's like two ramps just coming out of the ground.
So it's like this.
Right at each other.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So it's like this, right?
Yeah.
And then where? Okay. So where do you pop? Where do you pop? Where
probably
do you pop?
Like right here.
Not towards the very end.
Like a little before the end.
Like where? Like maybe a foot.
Maybe 6 inches.
What's the worst thing that could possibly happen on this obstacle? Splitting your kneecaps.
I mean, a number of things you could do.
What's the worst anything. Thing you've seen?
On that gap, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I've seen anything too bad go down on that gap. But when the first time I rolled up to it, it was like, oh, you need like double the amount of speed, and then you have to start on that weird kind of steep bank, and you
yeah,
have to
yeah,
go,
the circular dome,
go in,
half
yeah,
moon dome,
exactly, and you go in the side, and then.
Then you have to approach
you have to
it from
go
that
all the way. It's yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird, but
so you can't push because there is kind of a way from the fence. Can you
I know
push
what
off?
You mean.
Yeah, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't do that and just push off the fence and start pushing.
I could, but yeah. I figured it was easier just to do the ramp. But.
So when do you feel more comfortable? Like where you're like you don't care what people are thinking.
I've gotten pretty comfortable at the local park by my house. I live in like Van Nuys, so there
you
I go
give
to.
A shout out to that park, real quick.
Yeah, Pedlo. Shout out to Pedlo.
It's
a good park.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. What's so good about it?
I mean, it's not that good, but it's pretty big, mm-hmm. and I don't know. There's a lot of there's like a big mini ramp, a smaller quarter pipe that's fun. Everybody skates. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They've got like everything, and then there's like a little kind of DIY, like some
right.
some home built boxes and ramps and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I skate the ledge a lot. Just I don't know. That's what.
So
I skate,
what's your favorite ledge tricks? Do you like?
I
do
love
tail
doing,
slides.
I love. Yeah, I love backtails. Backtails are.
How do you do
fun.
That? How do you do that?
I don't know. Practice, I guess.
Are you goofy?
I mean, yeah, I'm goofy.
So, do you? Because you have to look behind you.
Yeah, it is weird. It's an awkward one.
It is?
Yeah, but
so
once
So what
you,
do you learn on a smaller curve? I mean, because I just love... It's a beautiful trick to just
I know,
witness.
Right? I know,
like the way P-Rod does it. He like just...
Right.
It's like kind of ballet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to get switch ones. That would be...
So can you flip
cool.
into it or like maybe shove it out
I've,
or flip
I've done
out?
I've done a kick flip back tail, but I've never flipped out.
My intern is nearly snoring right now. I'm kidding. This is nerd skate talk. I'm just letting you know I'm not good at skateboarding. I have fun.
I've seen some of your footage, yeah.
I have fun.
Yeah.
I'm older and I do it.
That's
you
all
know?
That matters,
yeah.
I mean, I still do the same
exact I'm just letting you know
because
I don't want
tricks.
People to be like, dude, do a skateboarding vlog, man. Show your skills, dude.
You still could.
Huh?
Still, you guys kind of did on Scissor Bros, right? You
yeah,
did like
I did a little fakie
a small,
flip. Yeah, I did
yeah.
a little fakie flip.
You guys went to the
Why
barracks,
are you laughing
though?
At my... Dude, I'm old, dude.
No
it
slides,
yeah, I got
flip.
No slide shoves
yeah.
and stuff. But I, this is the thing. With skateboarding, I realized it's like... It's kind of like, you know, molding of clay.
Yeah, and it's...
It's like... That's
it's endless.
My,
whatever you want
to
do.
No, but what I'm telling you is I'm so used to doing the same motions
yeah.
that, like, you know how you could learn a backside tail? My body was like... restricted going that
yeah.
way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
definitely.
I could do the fake backside tail. I like where I approach it fakie. It's like a fakie nose slide.
Oh, you can do I'm it.
Approaching
you can
the
do
front
it that
side.
Way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So I'm preaching this when I'm going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, on my right shoulder.
Right, right.
It's not a backside. It looks like a backside tail slide if they don't know your stance.
But fakie, you're saying fakie.
What?
Fakie.
Yeah, half cab, no slide. Like, let's say the curb is right here.
Okay. I get
so
what
I'm
you're
going
saying.
Like this.
Yeah,
way,
yeah, yeah.
This way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it.
Still cool.
So they might think, oh, did he nollie into that? Or,
exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not really a backside tail, but we're getting kind of like into you know, like we're like as far as the technical aspects of the trick.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about skateboarding because it's like So do you think that, and then we're gonna let, I want to get into the videography, the videos and stuff.
For sure.
Do you think people, what tricks do people, like, even the good skaters, like, give you, they give you respect?
I guess I got my basic tricks.
Let's go down the gambit.
My go-to tricks seem to be, like...
Kickflip?
No.
You got a kickflip?
I can't kickflip, but I'm.
What do you mean you can't? You could kickflip.
Yeah. No, I can't.
Let's go down the list.
Oh, just every trick. I mean, I've got. I can do a lot of tricks on flat, but I'm saying
that's what I want to know. I want to know every trick. Yeah. So you got? Okay. Can I just throw it out there and tell me if you have it?
For sure.
Kickflip.
Yeah.
Fakie kickflip. Mm-hmm. Half cap flip.
Yeah.
Fakie heel flip.
Yeah.
Fakie 180 heel flip.
Which way?
The blind side. No, both ways.
I mean, I could probably do it in like 20 tries or something.
Okay. Nollie heel flip.
Yeah.
Nollie kick flip.
Yeah. I'm good at
frontside shove it. I'm not done, dude. I'm just getting warmed up, brother.
I broke
frontside shove it.
Yeah.
Backside shove it.
Yep.
Vario kick flip. Mm-hmm. Vario heel flip.
Yeah.
Nollie heel flip.
Yeah.
Nollie vario heel.
Yeah.
Fakie vario heel.
Yeah.
Fakie vario kick flip.
Yeah.
Laser flip.
Probably not that one.
Tray flip.
Yeah, I got trays.
Fakie 360 flip. Yeah. Fakie tray flip. Fakie big spin.
Mm-hmm.
Nollie big spin?
Yeah, I got those.
Dude, good job. Sorry, good job.
Thanks, dude.
That's quite a big, list.
Yeah, I mean, since I was like 10 years old. But what I was going to say is I've broken both of my ankles at least once each.
How?
And so, just skateboarding.
Okay.
And the first time I broke this one, my front foot, the right foot.
Were you ollieing over something?
I can't even remember. One of the times I was doing a feeble on like a tiny, tiny rail, like learning how to back feeble. Like when I was
you know how to feeble grind?
Yeah, but now it's scary.
What about backside Smith grind?
Yeah, but not on a rail, on a ledge.
Front
rails crook? Scary.
Frontside crook?
Yeah. No, I can't front crook.
Backside
front
crook?
Sorry. Yeah, back crook. Yeah.
Backside no slide?
Yeah.
Backside 5-0?
Yeah.
Frontside 5-0?
Yeah.
180 nose grind?
Backside?
Yeah.
I can maybe pull it off once in a while.
Oh, fakie 5-0?
Yeah, I like that one.
Nollie 5-0?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Frontside nose grind?
Those I'm not too good at. Nose manuals and stuff?
Oh, no, yeah.
It's hard,
never
got those.
Frontside Smith?
Yeah, front Smith.
Front Smith?
Yeah.
All right, good job.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Can't do any of those. Can't do any of those. But it's okay. So how do you... Okay, if there's a kid wanting to learn how to skate, would you just tell him to go out like on a schoolyard and just practice?
Yeah, I'd say just go in the street on your... I mean, if it's not like a busy street, go in the street in front of your house and just mess
practice.
Around, yeah.
Now, is it muscle memory, like when you could...
Yeah, for me now it is, for sure.
So,
yeah.
But when you're learning, let's go back to like when you're trying to learn it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's awkward, your body.
Definitely.
It's like not used to going that way.
Yeah.
So you have to break through that?
Yeah, I'd say break through that balance is just, it's that balance. And then once you get the balance really good, then, I mean, yeah, just ollies and...
I think you're the youngest skater to be on the Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right? I think he is. Yeah, we've had Andy Roy, Laban, We Man, Kelly.
All
Hart.
The OGs.
Yeah. So do you look up, like, who are some of your favorite skaters that you look up to? Maybe top three, and then we're going to get into your videos and whatnot.
God, this is tough. So when I was younger, God, I loved Tyler Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
He was
skate for,
He used to be on Alien Workshop and Etnies.
Yeah,
now
he's
doing like, he's a tattoo artist actually. He's always lived in Portland, but he still skates, and I think he's still on some, I think he's on Quasi.
Oh, Quasi, right. Is that a smaller mom and pop company or something?
I think it's smaller, but it's not tiny. But
And then number two skater.
Number two. God, dude, so many. Corey Kennedy, because I'm from
Seattle.
Yeah,
he used to skate for Girl.
Yeah.
He rips.
Yeah, he's sick. He had that whole
giveaway at the North Hollywood Park where they had his board.
Exactly.
Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Explain to the viewers. So basically, he was. I think there's a ghost in here messing with my stand.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so they were surprising him turning pro.
Yeah.
They all had his pro deck, and they gave all the decks out to the kids at the North Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
And so he had to figure it out on his own, yeah. And so he was skating around, and he noticed, oh, everyone has the same deck. And then until finally he found out that it was his deck.
Exactly, yeah. So, they were all, like, yellow boards with his name on it, and then mm-hmm. he's like, oh, they're doing a giveaway today? And then they're like, yeah. And then he didn't even look at the board, and then, mm-hmm. like, finally he, like, actually read what it said.
Whatever happened to him, I mean.
So he got in, like, a – he was driving a car drunk with a really talented skateboard videographer.
Right.
And they got an accident, and the videographer died, and
when did this happen?
He got out of jail like a year ago, and he did like 4 years, so I think
so
about
he went
5
to jail?
Years ago. Yeah.
I mean, that must be do you hear the creaking?
This is sick. I love the
thank you.
Fireplace.
I just have you gone through sleep paralysis?
A couple times. Yeah.
Could we talk about that a little bit? I was just going to add before we move on to sleep paralysis, it must be just hell to like be in a cell and not be able to skateboard.
Right.
I know.
I think there was something where they actually let him skateboard when he was
really like
in
out in the yard or something.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm sure word spreads around amongst the inmates like, hey, fool, like, oh, you're a skater, you know, and like all that.
Literally.
And then, can we go to sleep paralysis?
Let's go.
So when did you first experience it?
I don't know. Probably 2018 or something.
And can you describe what happened?
just like watching like.
You were laying on your back, right?
Well, yeah. It's like I was like watching myself, but not like from above myself. Like it was like I was like up in the corner of the room. Like I was like a security camera or something. Like
watching you?
Yeah. It was weird as hell.
And then was there demons?
But I could like feel my body laying in the bed. Like feel it. And I'm like, and I was trying to kind of like. Break out of, like I could feel myself moving.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm watching myself.
Were there witches?
I didn't see any witches.
Or demons? Or
no, but
did you hear any laughing or like demonic kind of?
No, I just heard myself like.
So there's no whispering. It wasn't like.
No, I don't think there was any whispering. No. I want to hear about yours though.
Well, when I lived in Poway, I went there when I was into church camp and I had Bible verses in my room.
Wow.
And I've said this story before, but it's like I heard whispering like a bunch of voices like, and I couldn't move. And I in order to get them off, I had to I tried to yell out Jesus, but I could only get the J and the E out.
Wow.
I was like, but that was like in the 90s.
Okay.
But in this place.
Yeah.
I had it for the first time like a couple days ago.
Oh, wow.
And I've been here like 18 years.
Wow.
And I was exactly what you were saying. It wasn't an outer body experience, but I was half awake, half asleep. And I couldn't move. Something was holding me down, like a heaviness.
Wow.
But then it was almost like, I don't want to scare you, but it was like witches kind of like, jumping on the bed.
Wow.
Like you know, like, and like, oh, have you seen The Exorcist, the movie?
Of course. Yeah.
Do you remember the scenes where the bed was shaking?
Yeah.
So there was that too.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was physically shaking,
and
but
you just heard the witches or you
could
like see,
no, but
like,
I felt the bed moving and them jumping on it and the bed rattling like The Exorcist, like, and so I just lit some Palo Santo.
Yeah. That's good.
And so do you believe, are you superstitious at all, or
I believe in it, but I feel like it doesn't affect me too much.
Yeah.
Like I don't let it affect
you. You don't mess with the paranormal.
Yeah, don't meddle with it. Yeah.
So you've never messed with the Ouija board or nothing?
Maybe like once or twice with some girls or something.
What? I want to hear about that. Like,
I don't remember. It wasn't too significant. Yeah,
but you guys did it.
Yeah, like half-assedly, you know.
Because you got to be careful, man.
I know.
Because you're inviting, like,
for sure. Because
I believe in some of that stuff where you could invite different, lower vibrational demonic entities or
actually,
whatnot.
I do. I did it with this one girl, and that was kind of weird. But she was just on some weird creepy shit.
What do you mean? Like she on drugs or something? Or
probably, but she also just kept, you know, like lots of dolls, like weird creepy dolls in her.
What does dolls have to do with the Ouija board, man?
Well, I'm just saying she just had like bloody, like looking, like she would like put blood on their mouths and like all just tons of dolls, like, and they were all like laid out.
What the hell? This is like fucking horror movie, dude. Yeah, so this was a date or something? Like,
kind of, yeah.
This is crazy.
I just, yeah, I went over to her house and
then this was like,
that's what
was
I walked
a coffee
into.
Date? And then, like, let's get some lattes and then go play the Ouija board and then you can show you my doll collection with blood on the dolls or something?
I just walked into something I wasn't prepared for, but.
And so this was a date, though.
I guess, yeah.
So how, I just want to know, look, I won't press you too far, but I want to know how, like, a date turned into a Ouija board doll thing.
Well, I was at my friend's house, and she lived across the street, and then she just told me to come over. So it wasn't so much as a real date, but
right,
it was,
man.
Like.
Yeah, and then there was there, like, a pentagram? Like, was she into witchcraft and stuff?
Probably, but.
Yeah.
She also didn't speak great English. She was Russian.
She? Oh, she was Russian.
Yeah.
Okay.
So made it a little more freaky too. Yes. But
oh wow.
But the English wasn't all the way there, so I didn't it wasn't 100% clear to me what.
Were there candles, like red candles?
There were candles, yeah.
How many candles were lit?
Like 20.
20 in a pentagram or something?
It wasn't a pentagram, but she just had them like dripping all, like letting the wax drip.
Oh, the wax drip, but yeah. In the apartment.
Yeah.
And where are her folk? Like, is this okay? Like, her roommate was okay with this stuff?
No roommate.
Did that scare you?
It was a little off-putting, yeah.
Yeah. Did you comment, like, hey, do you want to go just watch a movie or something?
I think I tried to get a movie going.
You tried to get a movie going.
I tried to kind of settle it down and, yeah, chill a little bit. And then, I don't think we actually did the Ouija board, though. She wanted to, but I don't think I was super
into it. She proposed the Ouija board.
Yeah.
Was it, like, in her closet, or did she have it in her desk, or under the bed?
Laying on the floor. The apartment was kind of a mess.
It was the Ouija board was already on the floor.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, dude.
Not
dude,
great.
That was. I mean, you hung in there, buddy. I mean, because that's definitely.
I was like, what?
I know.
18, 19,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. So, was that your first experience with something like that?
It was definitely my first experience. Yeah, I think so. With something like.
Because I grew up with movies like The Craft and stuff. You know, stiff as a board, light as a feather. And, you know, like, you know, and I don't, there's something about that really scares me, like, because it's the unknown,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, I know that there's some kind of occult power in it, because even, like, you know, Hollywood, this area, they used to, out of the holly tree, would make magic wands out of the holly tree, and to cast spells,
right.
Like on some Harry Potter shit.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't, it's not far-fetched, like, where, you know, I just know that if there's, I know that, like, if you're, like, kind of, like, entering the satanic realm, I know that blood's important or something, as far as,
yeah, it seems like it,
you know,
right?
What I'm saying,
yeah.
Where they, you know, you notice, like, even in movies, they prick their finger and
right.
Then like the blood,
yeah,
and then
blood,
they, there's an item of the other person,
sure.
Or like a hair,
right.
And that scares me,
right.
Yeah, how do you think if someone casted a spell on you, what would you need to do to rid of that, to get rid of that?
Fuck, I don't know. I've worried about this before.
I know, that's why I bring it up. Because I'm dealing with it, dude, brother. So, yeah.
So you think somebody possibly?
I don't know. I don't want to look. I'm just. This is. These are all hypotheticals.
For sure.
But I'm just like, I'm like, you know, any kind of concerned person who just wants to just keep it mellow, as
absolutely.
Far as, like, you know, I'm already dealing with leaks in here, and
for
I don't
sure.
want a supernatural power on top of that
right.
haunting me. I don't want to hear any whispers and
no,
my bed shaking.
Definitely,
but go ahead.
Not.
So you, that's a concern of yours as well.
Yeah, I've definitely worried about girls putting some
spells.
Sort of, yeah,
no, like love spells.
No, like something maybe a little worse than that. I don't know.
Me too.
Me
too.
Yeah. And
like, go ahead, man. I'm glad we're talking about it, because
me
it's
too.
Like, this is a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah.
As far as like just trying to mess with you?
Yeah, I feel like, or so, just with bad intentions, you know?
Just, yeah, we're just taught, with bad intentions. Right. Because the intent alone is, and that's something. That's energy, man.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, it's like, exactly. But why put that out there, you know? And, and why put that out there onto anybody specifically, especially, but...
Now, have you ever had a gal, like, let's say you're on a date and she has a pair of scissors or something, and you're at the movie theater and she goes, "You want some popcorn?" Like, hold on, "You want some popcorn?" And then cut, and then she goes like this and then do a Ziploc bag.
Luckily, I haven't had that.
But what would you do? Let's say I just did that. Okay, but, that's that scenario. We're watching a
this
movie.
Actually is leading into something else that I wanted to bring up too. So
no, go ahead. I don't want to lose your train of thought. Go ahead. Say that.
It's a big thing. I won't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Strand of hair,
Ziploc bag.
No, that hasn't happened. Luckily, yeah. But yeah, I have worried about girls in particular putting curses on me or a spell or of some kind or something.
And when did this happen? When did this start happening?
In particular, this one girl. I don't know, like 3 or 4 years ago, and then. A while after,
just keep everything anonymous.
But
and
I.
And you were dating her, or
I was. Yeah, I was seeing her. Yeah, and then I don't know. It ended, and I didn't think it was on necessarily bad terms or anything. I think we were kept things cordial, and we were still cool with each other. But
we all
do, right? Yeah. But I was wondering. So I was wondering, maybe, you know, and I know she's into that sort of thing or doing spells and all that,
like tarot cards
and has the whole
stone, like different kinds of stones,
all the gems and stones, crystals, and, like, has a little shrine type thing burning stuff, or,
but not with like a goat head or
nothing that crazy. No,
because that would be like, okay, that's crazy,
right? And I believe and she's a good person, so I don't think it was anything too crazy or anything. And so I finally asked her about it and brought it up, and I was like, "You never like would put a curse on me or anything like that." And she's like, "No, I never did that. Like, I don't like there's some." She said it was called the rule of threes, right? And
what is that, man?
Apparently, it's that, like, if you like apparently it's anything that you put out can come back to you, I guess, or something like
but
that.
But
what
does three have to do with it?
I don't know.
The Father, Son, Holy Trinity. Okay.
So anyway, she said that that's a thing, the rule of threes, and that she wouldn't ever put anything bad, like really bad, on anybody, because she wouldn't want that coming back to herself.
Oh,
so,
my God, you're scaring me, dude.
But that kind of gives me hope, right? Because it makes me think that any girl that's really into this is gonna would believe in it enough to not want to put that energy out on themselves, right? Like,
because if they do that, it's gonna come back,
right?
Can I tell you?
It's kind of a karma type thing.
I left out a detail to my sleep process.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I have 3 stigmata scratches on my thigh.
And stigmata is just the placement, or what did you mean?
Sorry, I have to fart too. sorry, those. Can I show? I mean, they can't flag this if I have my boxer shorts on, right? Okay,
no,
so can I show? Should I show you?
Let's see.
Okay.
Don't twerk, though.
And that happened, that you noticed that right after? Yeah. And were they fresh?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're fresh and...
Nothing pokey in your bed?
No, nothing. Nothing sharp.
Jeez.
I mean, they're healing now, but I mean, can you picture, like, they're close to bleeding.
Yeah, I'm imagining.
And there's 3. Do you notice there's 3? There's
right. And they're at different angles?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So that's why it scared me. You know, another thing that scared me, and like, I don't want to like give more energy to it, but every time you've seen the Stevie Weeby show,
yeah,
how many times do I knock on my fridge?
3.
3, right?
Yeah.
Should I change it to 2s, maybe?
What?
Because I don't like the. So what else is involved with the rule of 3? What is it called?
It's just like karma, like you're saying.
It's karma. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't believe in the rule of threes.
So if you don't believe, if you don't believe, right? If you don't believe,
yeah, I was hopeful.
So my intern said not everyone believes in it. So if you're not giving it energy,
right,
then it can't harm you.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, bro, like scared me, bro, because it's like I went through the witches and the bed shaking, and I never experienced that in here.
Yeah.
And then, dude, and then I'm like, oh, my leg hurts, and I look down. And then I saw stigmata, like you know, scratches.
Yeah, that is pretty nuts.
It's pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
Is that safe to show on YouTube? Because in my boxer shorts.
I think you're good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine. Yeah, because there's underwear. Like,
yeah.
Things going. So I'm sorry. With this, when you confronted her and she was honest about it, she's like, "No, I wouldn't put a spell on you."
Yeah.
And then you felt okay with that?
Yeah, I felt reassured because I do. I mean, regardless, she's shown me that she's a good person in the past anyway. And I was just kind of more out of thinking what could possibly be going on.
Yeah,
It be her that put a. I mean, who knows? Maybe a different girl put a curse on me, and that's what I was dealing
with.
Yeah,
I'm sure the skaters that tuned in to the first 25 minutes are like. Dude, what happened to the tray flips, man? You guys are talking about witchcraft and spells. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
But this is the stuff
sure
that this interests me, though.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are
saying because it's like I because you know what? I'm a good judge of energies, too. I just, you know, like, can you, okay, so before I lose this train of thought, can you do the opposite effect, like put out good energy, like? Giving.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, and I think there's good spells and good curses too, right? Like
yeah, there's got to be.
I would assume
the duality in it, right? Yeah.
For sure.
Have you ever gone on a date where you're in one of those witch crystal shops or something?
And they're no,
like,
thankfully
and you're like, "Where do you
want
to go on a date? I want to go to the witch the Salem's witch
no,
stone store."
But I feel like the crystal girls are more like
go ahead.
Get good, right? Or
I don't know,
I
dude.
Feel like they're more, it's more good energy, positive vibes. I've had girls give me crystals before. And
me too.
Like
I got
that.
A bunch on my dad's urn there. I don't know.
And they're all probably positive stuff, right?
I would hope
bring
so.
You money
I would hope so.
Did they tell you
no,
the
just
meanings?
Good energy and
but
good intent, you know, just good vibes.
They all have a specific
calmness and stuff like that. Yeah. But so.
One of them, someone gave me one that's supposed to bring money or something.
Right.
But I don't know. But
I'm just saying, so how? So would you say maybe even a sage?
Yeah, I mean, I think sage is definitely good. I mean, I feel better after I sage the house. The Palo Santo is good. I love the
Palo
Santo.
Do you kind of smell it in here?
Yeah, yeah.
When's the time to, like, locate a priest or an exorcist?
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I mean, a couple more of the witches jumping.
Because don't you believe in other dimensions? Like, there might be, a dimension close to this. And
I'm sure there's
they could
other
kinda, you know, like a radio frequency? They could kind of be in between.
Ride the frequencies.
Look at ghosts.
I mean, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll see glimpses of a ghost, but it's like, boom, and then they kind of go in and out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think about stuff like that as far as, like, I mean, you're still young.
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to more, maybe, but I used to get a lot more freaked out. Maybe just staying at my parents' house. And
is it haunted?
No, but, well, it could be. I don't know. But,
wait, go ahead. So staying there,
but
it's
just a creepier room situation. So
is
it
in the attic or something? Or?
It kind of is, yeah, actually. Garage was converted into, so there's a garage, and then above it is an attic, and my dad, like, bumped up the roof on the attic and converted it into, like, a office/bedroom space, basically. And so I moved out there because it's, like, its own separate area, but it was definitely kind of creepy. And the the head of my bed is where this tiny little door into, like, the actual attic with, like, the type of attic where there's, like, nails coming through the ceiling.
That's where Paimon
is. It's hot and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that is a little freaky.
So that's the demon realm?
Probably, yeah.
So how do you sleep at night knowing that there's trap door?
Well, so the thing
on some
is
barbarian shit.
The thing is when my dad remodeled the house.
Can I give him a shout out?
Oh yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, Clark. My dad, his name Clark? Clark Wigman, yeah.
So shout out to my main man, Clark Wigman. You shout raised out. A good one. He's doing a good job. I will get into your videos soon after dude. This.
He's an artist also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
How does one check out your dad's artwork as well?
Artifacture.org.
Visual artist?
Yeah, sculptures. Sculpture. Paintings, like metal sculpture.
Is he going to watch
all
this?
All sorts of stuff. I'm sure he'll watch
so
this.
So, Mr. Wigman, you know.
My mom will definitely
you raised
be
a good
watching.
One. He's walking, you know. Straight and narrow.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
He's into positive things, skateboarding, editing, yep. video.
He's watched the whole journey.
Yeah, so he's okay with all this
For
stuff.
Sure, yeah.
He's okay with the tattoos?
Yeah, he's
Does
cool.
Does he have tattoos?
No, not neither
But he's
my
okay
parents.
With you?
Yeah, he's cool with them, yeah. Okay. He's been very supportive, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Siblings as well?
Yeah, little sister.
Okay, and then she doesn't have tattoos, though, right?
I don't think any
okay,
yet.
Good. Just you.
Yeah, just me.
Let's transition into your. So you do videography.
Yeah.
How'd you get into that? You have quite a few. You've done music videos and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a bunch of music videos. I got into it from skating, being the filmer. Mm-hmm. All my friends were way better at skating, so naturally, mm-hmm. I just picked up the camera and started filming them. Started making edits and. Editing a little bit.
So you filmed it too?
Yeah, filmed it. And
do you have a separate
it.
Skateboard to film, like with bigger wheels and stuff?
I used to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do very much skate filming anymore.
You don't?
No. I wish. I mean,
but
I'd
it's hard
to
get the right angles and stuff.
Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. Yeah. It's a learning curve for sure.
And then how'd you learn how to edit like all this stuff?
I mean, I guess just trying it out in YouTube tutorials pretty much.
So you just look stuff up? Are you on Adobe Premiere?
Yeah, I am on Premiere now. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was probably on Final Cut or even beginning iMovie or whatever.
And then don't you have some music videos as well?
Yeah, yeah. Thought? Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
How'd you get into that?
That's pretty much how. I was filming skate videos for like the little crew of at Innerspace.
Let's give a shout out to your crew real quick.
Okay. Shout out to the Innerspace crew.
The Innerspace
back
crew.
In the day, yeah. So middle school,
say
high school.
Say a couple of their names. I mean,
Avery.
So shout out to Avery.
You know Griffin Gass? He's pro for girl now.
Oh, that's your homie too?
I grew up skating with him at Innerspace, yeah.
Oh,
He's amazing.
Just
he's,
ripper.
Yeah, so good. But yeah, shout out Griffin.
Shout out to Griffin.
Shout out Max, Sean, Leo,
all
Willem.
Them. So you guys rolled
deep.
Yeah,
yeah. There were a lot of boys.
All terrain skateboarders.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
So you're the dude. You filmed all this stuff.
Yeah, I filmed a lot of it. Yeah.
And so someone in the music field saw your work.
So my friend's older brother was a rapper mm-hmm. in Seattle and like a local kind of a local rapper, and he was like, hey, I see you're filming skate videos mm-hmm. for my brother, like I need a music video shot, like I've never shot a music video mm-hmm. so and I was like, all right, I've never shot a music video. He's like, all right, I'll give you like $50 if you shoot it. And I'm like,
that's pretty cool for your first job,
right? Yeah, yeah. And I'm like,
so
a
you're
freshman.
Okay with that?
Yeah, yeah, it was
okay,
cool.
Okay, okay,
I was
yeah.
like a freshman in high school.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I was just
yeah.
excited to shoot a music video. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'd never
what kind
done
of camera
it.
Did you use?
Canon T2i.
I mean, was there a special lens in it or a fisheye?
Nothing
eye?
Too special. Yeah,
okay.
I think I had a fisheye.
Okay, cool.
Used some fisheye shots. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't, I mean, nothing too crazy, you know.
Who's the artist? I want to give him a shout out too, maybe.
Mac Ned. Shout
so
out
shout
Mac
Ned. Keep
yeah.
doing your thing. Keep
yeah.
writing music and doing your thing.
Yes, sir.
And so how long did that process take you?
Shooting the video and editing.
Yeah, the
it?
whole process. Like
probably
from
a,
shooting
a week.
To a week.
Yeah.
Was he happy with the video?
Yeah, I think he was happy, yeah.
And then okay, and then so it just steamrolled after that?
So yeah, I shot all his music videos. Then other artists from Seattle mm-hmm. wanted music videos, so
yeah.
I'd shoot them. And so pretty much all of high school is just shooting music videos.
Really?
Yeah.
And so did you increase your rate as...
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, okay.
And like, I think senior year of high school, I went on like my first like little tour. With
right,
like
right,
a couple,
right.
like I don't know, four,
with,
four,
with
four
music
or five.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, with, so they wanted you to do like a documentary and
yeah,
music,
just
yeah.
shoot the shows and yeah.
So you back, toured with him and stuff.
Yeah, it was a small tour, but
oh,
that was
still
yeah, it was cool. So like junior, senior in high school, went on that little tour and then.
Did they accommodate you, room and board, and
you know, barely, but
yeah. So if one wants to book you for, can you shout out how they see your work as far as
yeah,
YouTube?
Well, yeah, my Instagram is OMG I'm Wigs. That's all my socials. But and then just Wiggy on YouTube, WIGGY.
Yeah. And then how do they? Okay, so what if someone likes your style of videography and they want to book you? Like, can you like what?
You can just DM me on Instagram.
And then you're willing to negotiate.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the standard rate for to do? Because I've heard all kinds of different things as far as
I feel like
this guy's charging $750, another guy charging $350,
right.
another guy charging over $2,000. Like, how does that work?
I mean, equipment, who you've worked with, like the videos.
So the portfolio is
important. Yeah, portfolio is definitely. I mean, that's probably most important.
How many artists have you worked with thus far?
A decent, I mean, a lot, but the bigger ones, you know, a good handful.
I shot
a lot of Lil Peep's music videos.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You did Lil Peep's
music? Yeah, yeah. That's what this tattoo is.
Oh, he has that.
Yeah, yeah. So I shot a lot of his videos. When he died, I got this in memorial for him.
So, dude, that's a story. How'd you link up with Lil Peep? Rest
so,
in
yeah,
peace.
This is all, that's where it was going.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because yeah, we're, dude, like, we spent 30 minutes just on witchcraft.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
On skating
yeah,
and witchcraft.
It went skateboarding to the Ouija board.
Yeah.
To demons and witches.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, skateboarding, shooting music videos in high school, and then went on that little tour. So, I was, I don't know if you know Lil Peep, but there's the...
I do, vaguely, I've seen him online, and yeah.
There's
he was a trap rapper.
Yeah, like emo rap.
He
kind of, he definitely, influenced
a ton of people,
shit
yeah.
now. But, just mutual friends with with MacNed and other people that were in this group.
The crew?
Yeah, and then Peep kind of became part of the crew, and then I went down to L.A. at some point in, like, 2016, I think. And
to meet him?
No, just
to hang out.
And then met him through mutual friends.
Yeah.
Then he just hit me up one night while I was there and was like, let's shoot a music video.
He hit you directly.
Yeah. He just, because I'd met him a couple days prior and he knew videos I had shot and I knew him.
So he was, how did that make you feel that Lil Peep was watching your music videos?
Well,
that must have done something to your confidence.
For sure. But he was pretty small at that time too. He probably had like,
oh, so this is before he bubbled.
Oh yeah. He probably had like 10,000 followers or something.
Right.
So,
but you're still down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And I knew his music. I loved his music
and
we had tons of mutual friends and so it just worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But he just hit me up and we shot a video and then, I don't know. We became friends ever since. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So I went on tour with him.
With Lil Peep.
Yeah.
What was that like, dude?
It was pretty,
I'm sure the rate went
cool.
up after that.
Yeah. The
come
rate,
on.
The rate did go up for sure.
Come on. Well, at least,
yeah.
come on. They could afford a hotel.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's Lil Peep, right?
Yeah.
Do they have a budget at this point?
They had a budget for sure. Yeah.
For sure,
yeah.
right?
But yeah.
At least the continental breakfast with the hotel, right?
Yeah,
you deserve that.
They were definitely, that was good. We were, that was
yeah,
a good
so they treated
good
you
tour.
Good.
It was
good,
his
good,
first.
Good. No, two. One, two, one, two. No more threes
no more.
Right now, at least
yeah,
for today.
That's good.
Continue, yeah. Ooh, okay, so rest in peace, Lil Peep.
For sure.
Yeah. I know this is probably hard. Like, did he, how did he pass?
Overdose.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
So fentanyl had to do with them.
Yeah.
So the fentanyl thing, man, because it's becoming an epidemic, you know, and
yeah.
it's like, is it was he involved with the lean as well?
He loved anything and everything, pretty much, you know. For
so
the
you
most
sip
part.
The syrup.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. I just don't know how
his
those cats.
Go to is probably Xanax and Coke, probably, you know.
So Xanax, the painkiller, the yeah. So.
Yeah.
So he could pop those like Skittles,
yeah.
Drink a couple.
Maybe he used
he was
to
drinking
be
champagne,
to.
Probably.
He was
not
drinking
not Miller Lite or something. He was popping bottles,
depending on the day. Yeah.
But he was probably popping bottles, right?
Yeah.
So would you say at the peak of his his fame and success, he was popping bottles.
Yeah.
Drinking
I'd
lean.
Say even his peak probably happened after he died, unfortunately.
You know what? That you notice that happens to a lot of artists?
Yeah.
Like Prince.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like Prince dies, then boom!
I mean, all of them.
There's a whole documentary on like the music business, how it's like on some crazy like, oh, they're more profitable once they're deceased.
Right.
Then their exactly. record sales skyrocket.
That kind of goes into his mom is suing his record label for a wrongful death, basically saying, you know, like...
Wait, what do you mean? For the that's a record company?
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
she's suing him for a wrongful death.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And she's basically saying, you know, yeah, like, take care of your artists. Don't let this, you know, don't let this happen. And there's, you know, allegedly tour managers that were supplying him with...
Oh, yeah. With drugs? And
yeah, yeah.
But
so.
that's been a constant theme in the music business. Like, you could go track it all the way from, like, the Beatles and the Doors and the Rolling Stones.
Definitely.
Where it's kind of like, even like, if you want to even take it to comedy, you know, like, there's... this is the thing.
Yeah.
It's because it's business, right?
With success
as long as there
comes everything you
but
could ever want.
But as long as there's selling tickets.
Right.
And... getting asses in those seats.
Exactly.
Whatever, what do you want?
Whatever we need to give you to make us more money, you know?
Yeah.
We'll
but that fentanyl thing's a danger. That's the dangerous
it's
one.
Fucked, yeah.
Because that could just knock
right,
you out, right?
Because it's like, you can't die taking...
That happened to Mac Miller, dude.
Exactly. You can't die taking...
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Real,
do you like Mac Miller?
I love Mac Miller. Amazing. One of the best artists.
Yeah, thank you. Two. Yeah, same thing. It's like...
And it's terrible because it's like, okay, yeah, you can, and I mean, there's even those comedians that died of the coke fentanyl, and I mean, it's just everywhere. It never ends.
Yeah,
because
they could mix it in with the other, like, even like Molly, it could be cut.
In anything, you know?
So
and that's what's
you know
so
what?
Fucked.
Let's give a positive message out there.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
No drugs.
You could drink do Red Bull. One, two. You could do Red Bull and, this is the most I'll do. This
is
just
is
just nicotine.
It,
no, this is
it's
nicotine.
The Zen?
Yeah, it's like Zen.
Yeah. Nice.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Am
you know.
I allowed to hit my vape in
yeah,
here?
Go ahead, man. Okay. Go ahead. You know. Yeah. So don't do that. Especially don't do. You know. Don't sniff stuff. Don't inject stuff.
No, definitely.
I would say like, look, I'm not. I don't want to advocate anything, but I'm just saying, just be, you know, be careful with that stuff, man, because it's like. A lot of these artists, man, it's like even in that scene, man, I mean, I'm not too much into the music. I know it exists. I know it's very popular, but I think that it kind of enables that lifestyle, you know? It's like...
For sure. I mean...
The tattoo thing, too. It's like, yeah, let's just get face tattoos.
Yeah, I mean,
then,
I was definitely inspired.
He
inspired a lot of us, and yeah.
So that's just... Yeah, that's just sad. We're doing good on time, too. Yeah, you have five,
okay.
7 more minutes.
Okay.
So is there anything? Okay. So this is what I want to do. Cause I really want to plug your, if someone like, you know, is a artist and wants to get like a cool music
Hell
video
yeah.
done by
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude, we should shoot a video.
Yeah. You know what?
Dude? Yeah.
If you're into it. Yeah. Cause dude, I'm working on new.
For
you
sure.
Know,
I've skimmed through some of your music.
Yeah. It's kind of obscure. I don't have a
Who cares?
Big
make,
fan base like
let's
that.
Let's make something cool.
Right. You know, if like, yeah, I'm on my third, fourth. Yeah. I mean, it didn't occur to me. I was mostly wanting to plug your stuff.
No
but
worries.
You,
but
oh,
yeah,
no, I appreciate
we
that.
We should. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know
I
that'd be great.
Another thing
that's great that he offered that.
Hell
yeah.
I've been trying to shoot the intro for Eric Griffin's podcast. I used to work on his podcast a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which one?
On Riffin' with Griffin.
Oh,
yeah.
Riffin' with Griffin.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, love Eric.
That's like
he's
an older brother. Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the movie review. You gotta do a. You got to do a part two.
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
asking for
oh,
that.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
that
we'll
thing's
get
got
the,
like a million
we'll
views.
We'll get the group back. Yeah. We'll get the movie critic.
You got
group
to.
Back together.
Yeah.
So if someone out there wants to get a cool, you know, and then you could work as far as the budget.
Yeah,
and, you know,
for
you're,
sure.
You're pretty reasonable. You're
Definitely.
Willing to negotiate.
Yeah.
Hit them with the website or the email or the Instagram again.
OMGIMWIGS. OMGIM Wigs. At gmail.com or
do it
on Instagram.
Time, just two.
OMGIMWIGS. OMGIM Wigs.
And that's Instagram?
Yeah, that's the Instagram and at gmail.com if you want to email me.
And then DM you.
Yeah, DM me.
And then now, do you work just any genre too? Let's say there's like a group like just an indie rock.
Yeah, I actually I shot a video for Slash's son's band.
Wait, Slash has a son?
Yeah.
From Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I shot a video for his band. Super sick band.
Really?
They're super sick.
How would you describe their music?
There's a little bit of Guns N' Roses influence, but I don't know, maybe some Chili Peppers influence in there too.
I love, right?
And they've got
Anthony Kiedis, man.
The best.
Yeah,
and,
the best.
And they've got
the
a girl singer, and she's fucking
killing it. They're gigging. Like, they're doing some shows.
Oh yeah, they do shows. I shot two or what? I think just one video for them, but yeah, they're super sick.
Now let me ask you this, because I'm a little older, man. Like, I'm halfway through my life, or more than halfway through
my life. I'm feeling the same way.
No. You got good ears,
I'm
Eddie.
I'm a quarter.
How do I? Because I've been doing music for so long. How do I tap into like the other market as far as the younger? You know what I mean? Like the kids that aren't like didn't grow up with the stuff that I grew up with. Like, I grew up with like Wu-Tang Clan and Farside and the Beastie Boys, like Beastie Boys.
For sure.
How do you, are people your age, are they open-minded to like hearing like nostalgic kind of like boom bap or backpack stuff?
There's definitely a lot that are.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So
how do they discover it? Through SoundCloud or Bandcamp or something?
Shit,
or
I don't know.
Or YouTube.
These days, YouTube is probably the best one. I mean, a music video is a good way
to tap in.
Yeah.
So there's dudes your age that are into like even like that style, the
For
90s
sure.
nostalgia.
And you gotta understand, like, I'm kind of getting old to the new wave of things. Like,
what do you mean? You're a young buck. What are you talking about? You
well,
have your whole life ahead
know,
of you.
I know,
but are you talking about, dude?
Well, I know, but
you're getting old.
I'm noticing the difference between me and an 18-year-old. You know what I mean? Like,
and you are
there,
too.
There's
sure,
like,
too,
there's
yeah.
yeah, like there's.
There's a gap
there's the
there
whole
too?
Like Playboy Cardi kind of like, yeah, that whole section of
speak
yeet,
upon a brother.
Playboy
yeah, this
Cardi.
Is new to me. Yeah. So there's okay. So Cardi
there's a
B.
Younger,
you're talking about Cardi B.
No. Playboy Cardi.
Okay. Dude, edit that part. That just shows my age. Dude, I am so sorry.
That's okay.
What's his name?
Playboy Cardi.
Damn right, Playboy Cardi.
Yeah. And
Playboy Cardi.
He's cool. You know, not like something I listen to every day, but I can get down with it. And but he's a big influence on this. Next generation him
of
this guy Yeet.
I know heard about Yeet.
Okay,
he wears the ski mask,
right? Exactly.
Woo!
And he makes the
I've heard about Yeet
the rage kind of
yeah and then he's
anthem.
A Latino guy from LA. He's from
I
LA
think he is Latino. He's actually from Portland.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I know I've heard
yeah,
about
yeah.
Yeet. I heard
yeah.
about Yeet.
Yeah.
He wears the ski mask.
Yeah, he's
Yeet,
pretty
Yeet.
He's pretty popping.
What is the appeal on that specific style? Because I'm not knocking. Because look,
no,
I'm just saying. Let's bring up Eminem.
Yeah.
Highly lyrical.
For sure.
Multisyllabic rhyme schemes. But this other stuff seems it's more about the feeling.
Right.
And the hook.
I know.
And the repetitive nature. Right?
Exactly.
It's not really the content of the words.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm a little bit past it to where I don't even 100% understand it either. I can get it.
I'm not knocking it, by
the
way. I'm just trying to understand it, man. I'm just trying to understand it. Story
of my life.
Yeah, but isn't it kind of like, look, we can edit this out, but it's kind of like you're in an insane asylum, and it's like you're just like...
That's pretty on point. I wish you could
cut in...
You know,
and then even like the festivals they do...
If you could cut in a Playboy Cardi music video to what you were just doing, that would
be
pretty similar.
Yeah, they kind of...
They would definitely exude the same like vibe. I hate to say mumble rap because I was kind of still young when that was the big thing.
Is it programming the kids to not just think
I don't know
of it?
I'd say because
I grew up during a different generation of conscious you know, like
absolutely
like groups like you know, like, you know, Boogie Down Productions, Public Enemy, they had a message
for sure,
but it just seems like here's like, you know, I don't know,
100%
like even Future is like you kind of like kind of get in like a daze, you're like like you're like
Future
in a
I can understand
like,
a little
you're like
more
in a trance, like,
yeah
you, like you know, and then you're like you're rearing you know, on the side
you're skirting
yeah,
off the
yeah,
road
it puts you
yeah.
in this trance or something
yeah.
Am I kind of far off?
No, that's pretty on point.
Pretty accurate?
Yeah,
yeah.
And so I guess they just indulge in whatever that feeling is, and they
I just figured it out. You keep the same beats, but then you throw in some gems in there.
Gems like?
Like real content, like real, you know what I mean? Like conscious rap, yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But you don't completely change it. You kind of sprinkle it in there.
For sure.
Like, you know what I mean? On the subliminal level.
Right. I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Similar to like, you know, when
crazy beats, but just throwing a little bit of consciousness. Yeah.
Like, you know, like the Led Zeppelin used to do weird stuff where they would throw like things if you do the record backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Like, it's kind of like that where it's like you're kind of...
Some Easter eggs.
Subliminal Easter eggs. Right. That's all. Yeah.
For sure.
So even you guys are feeling the...
you're yeah, a little sick bit. Of there's, the... There's kind of a... There's becoming... Yeah, I mean... Exactly. Yeah.
You know what music's going to be like? And I'm not trying to not... Look, whatever, you know. Because, like, when I was coming up and, like, you know, people would look down on... You listen to that? It's the same thing. It's like every generation has their heroes and what they're into. But
exactly.
It's going to be like someone wearing an Oculus and there's no sound at all. You're just getting it. It's just going right into your... Like, on some, like, Oculus, you know?
On some Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror. Yeah. Like, and you're just getting it. You can only listen to it in your mind, and you're like, you know, and no one, and there's no concerts. It's gonna be a virtual concert where you're just, you know.
I kind of know what you mean. I mean, right? I feel like we are headed to a point
like
where
Ready Player One. You're just like, yeah. I'm sorry, we got kind of a lot, dude. I love that cover, dude.
Hell
I love
yeah,
it.
Dude. You're a big gamer, right?
No, I'm taking a break.
Oh,
man.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking a break because this is the thing. I love gaming.
Gets
but
addicting.
I know. I'm trying to focus on the writing. And, you know, because
music
it,
writing or writing, yeah, writing in general?
Everything. Yeah, music writing cool. And then just doing. Yeah, I can't do both.
I feel
know.
That.
I love it.
I have one more story that goes into gaming a little bit. Okay. So I had a. It also goes into how I got these.
Those are beautiful. can you take one off, by the way?
Yeah,
can
sure.
I hold it?
Of course. 7-Eleven Crocs. Got these from my secret admirer. This is a crazy story. So where do I start? Okay, so I don't know, around November like 13th.
Oh, these are Crocs.
Yeah, yeah, they're like a collab.
Oh my god.
I kind of got them as a joke, but I ended up getting them. But there's somebody, so I got into it. I was seeing this girl and I got into a really big argument with her and I had to like kick her out of my house basically. And then the next that night after I kicked her out of the house, she was like apologizing and I was like, okay, I just need some space. Like, just give me some space. And then the next morning I got a little macaroon, you know, macaroons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's
I got
the,
a little,
the,
yeah,
the
those
dessert.
Little pastry
yeah,
things.
Yeah, pastries, yeah.
So I get a little gift set of macaroons and half of it is like a flower bouquet. It's like a little gift thing that you can order for people. Right. Mm. So I'm like, okay, she's, you know, she feels bad and mm-hmm. she's trying to be nice.
She's trying to make up.
Yeah. Send me a little gift. I'm like, okay, that's nice. Like still gave her still wanted some space cause it was still pretty fresh.
Were you dating? Were you guys dating?
We weren't dating.
Okay.
No. Just a little situationship. Mm-hmm. And, so, yeah, so I get the macaroons. Then later that day, I get a meal ordered to my house through Uber Eats. And so I'm like, okay, she sent me a meal. Like, that's nice, I guess. Like,
oh, this person really likes you.
Yeah, so... So that comes the next day. Breakfast comes via Uber Eats. I'm like, okay. She's really, really wants to... be nice or whatever. So
yeah, I would say so.
So that
Wiggy.
That evening that evening a meal comes again, dinner. So I text her and I'm like, okay, are you the one ordering me stuff? Like, it's got to be you. And she's like, no, it's not me. I'm like, what? Like,
it's who? A secret admirer.
So we don't know, but
you
so,
still haven't found out.
So this happened for 38 days straight. I got every morning I'd wake up to a bouquet of flowers. Breakfast, and then around 7 p.m. I'd get dinner. 38 days straight. Every
Dude,
single
this
day.
This is scaring me, man.
It's pretty crazy, but all the evidence points to this girl, right? Like, it wouldn't make sense for it to be anybody else. There's no other way, and there's no other person.
What if
it's
a 6'4" Latino man?
I mean, it's crossed my mind.
And he's wearing... He's wearing like some wrestling tights.
It could be anybody.
Wiggy. it's me.
It could. I mean,
would that scare you?
At this point, I just would. I'd like.
You just want to know.
I'd like the closure of knowing. Yeah. So, about a week into this, I'm like, okay, it's not her. Maybe it's really not her. Like going back and forth in my head.
Dude,
like,
this is scary.
It's got to be her. It's not her. It's got to be her. Like asking her, okay, it's really not you. No, it's not me. I wouldn't do this. Blah, blah, blah. Kind of getting really overly defensive about it too. So I'm kind of like, it's got to be you. And so keeps happening. The bouquets of flowers are like $100 bouquets of flowers. Like one of them was a $600 bouquet of flowers. They're gold painted roses.
So let me ask Chelsea, who is this person? Because, you know, what's your take on this? Just like what?
She is.
She's got money. Okay, so let's solidify that. She's got money. She's got money. We know that.
Yes, we do. We do know that.
The other she's thing, an admirer of either she could have seen you at skating or she could have seen you seen your music video.
Oh no, I mean I've known her for a while
but we don't know it's her.
Well, right, we don't. We don't know 100%.
We don't know it's her.
We don't know who it is, but it gets even crazier. Oh, she's definitely watching.
Is she gonna watch this?
I'm sure she's watching.
Watch, I get a bouquet of shit.
But no,
the stuff I get, I'm gonna get finally, diarrhea, pancakes.
It's finally ended.
Yeah,
but
a bowl of rice.
The other thing is, and there's, I mean, I could talk like for 48 hours about all the stuff,
dude,
that
that's kind of scary, dude.
Dealt with her. And like four days into it, when I'm really kind of grilling her about it, you're sure it's not her? You sure it's not you? It doesn't make sense for it to be anybody else. Like, I'd really just rather you tell me, no, it's not me. It's not me.
It's blah, like blah, the blah. Zodiac Killer.
And she's like, maybe it's a fan or something. They got your address on Depop or something.
Can I propose something? Yeah. And this could be fun. And then you, God, dude, I got gas. Hold up. Give me a sec. Sorry. Dude, we'll do this. Because, dude. We made an hour. Well, and then because I don't want it because this is scaring me. But I'm gonna give you this is I'm gonna propose this. Whoever the secret admirer is, how about this? Because I have a PO box.
Okay.
That way, if I could get a clue, and then I'll contact you and go, look, I checked my PO box. This person gave a clue. She's not gonna completely because it's kind of like
that
a game
be,
to this person.
That would be cool. It definitely is. It's definitely.
Well, I mean, are you okay with that? And I'll take it back. I mean,
oh,
I just
sure.
came up with this, Wiggy.
No, I'm down.
Okay, so this is it. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Stevie Wiggy.
Wait,
Show.
You gotta know how it ends. It ended.
Wait, it doesn't end.
Oh, it ends on. So it ends 3 days before Christmas.
No, go ahead, bro.
About 2 weeks into it, I'm like, okay, enough flowers, enough food. Like half the time I would come home and like the food would be on my doorstep still just waiting in the cold for a couple hours. Like it's like I appreciate the food and I appreciate the flowers, but it was like you've spent like about $6,000 on food and flowers. Like maybe it would be cool if you could maybe get me something that I actually want or could use, you know? Right. So I would start kind of like posting on my Instagram story and being like, it would be a shame if like a PS5 showed up to my house or like these 7-Eleven Crocs.
Oh.
And so I'm like, it would be a shame, blah, blah, blah. And then they always left notes also with every order.
What was the handwriting like?
Well, they were all using delivery services, so it wasn't handwritten. But they would always be like, oh, Wiggy, I love you. I hope you have a good day. I appreciate you. Like just very positive, nice stuff. Like, seemed like they have good intentions. So I posted all the stuff I wanted, right? Like some Yeezy boots, like a bunch of cat stuff for my cats, these and a PS5. And like...
So I take it you're not an incel.
I got some incel in me.
Because what you're just describing is a dream boat central.
I know. And
good for you, my man.
I'm blessed.
Okay.
It's
good for you.
I definitely appreciate
it. Hey, he is a looker. Dude, thanks. Okay, dude.
So
you got that.
Three days before Christmas, everything shows up.
So the story keeps going?
Well, this is the end. 3 days before Christmas, I open the door. Everything's gift wrapped by some gift wrapping service that delivers stuff, I guess. I don't know. It was all gift wrapped, big boxes, Yeezy boots, these, PS5, like $400 worth of cat stuff.
Jeez. Nice.
I open the door. It's all there. I'm like, holy shit, this is insane. So I got all that stuff, PS5, all this stuff. And then, like, I don't know, January 9th or something, it stopped until from December 22nd to about January 9th or around then. And then on January 9th, I work at a cat rescue. And I got a Ring doorbell after this started happening, like 2 days after this started happening.
I would say so.
Yeah. So I check the Ring. So I'm at work and I see the Ring pop up and somebody's delivering something. And I'm like, oh, maybe my roommate ordered food or something. 2 seconds later, my roommate calls me. He's like, bro, you're not going to believe it. I'm like, what? She sent me something else. And he FaceTiming me and he opens this envelope, $1,000 in cash and a bunch of like chocolates and stuff, just cash. So I'm like, holy shit.
This is a serious matter, man. This is not even.
I thought about going to cops.
Serious, dude.
But at a certain point.
This is insane, dude. I'm telling you, dude. We need to call the FBI.
This is a serious matter, dude. But at a certain point, I'm like, if I go to the cops now, they're going to be like, why didn't you contact us like a week into this happening?
You know what, dude? I'm not gonna give my PO box. I'm so sorry, because dude,
I don't know.
No. It's my decision. I am not.
It's like the paranormal.
Sorry,
you don't want to enter
you,
the. You don't want to open the
Thanks
box.
Thanks for coming. Love you. Enjoy the skateboard, the grip tape, skate the board, have fun. I'm so sorry.
You don't want to open.
No. I don't want to be a part of Scream Part 3, dude. No.
I felt like I was in the Watcher for a while.
Dude. You're in your own Watcher. Okay, that concludes another great episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Don't send any packages. I no longer have a P.O. box.
Send him a PS5.
No. If you want to see Scissor Bros, I do another podcast with Jeremiah. Walk hands. YouTube.com/
Watch Scissor Bros.
I'm StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. No P.O. Box this week. Two. Oh, yeah. One. Do one more. Two. One. Two.